over the winter and spring, people have not been able to access the main beach. And also there has been incredible dune erosion. And all of this is because one of the two rivers that crosses the beach, it basically decided to meander right the way, undercutting the dunes and cutting off the access. I mean, basically, if a month ago you had tried to go down onto this, what was a blue flag beach and what was at one point identified as one of the world's most beautiful beaches, if you'd tried to access it from the boardwalk and not had your eyes open, you would have fallen 12 and a half feet down a precipice onto the beach. So that had to be closed off. So over the last week, you'll be delighted to hear, the council has, in consultation with landowners and with coastal geomorphologists from University of Galway, and in consultation with ourselves, they've let a contract to divert the river again. They've done this in the past, but it needs ongoing work because, as you know, beaches and dune systems are dynamic situations. You know, if there's a lot of water crossing, they will have so much energy that they might change their course. Anyway, the river is now in a path that we hope will be more sustainable, and there will be no further erosion of the dunes. We'll now have to do some repair work to try and encourage them to restore. And all of the happy holiday makers and local people who love this beach so much will finally be able to access the beach from the car park. There's been ramp constructed, so it's been quite dramatic, the changes, but hopefully it will be all for the good. And furthermore, University of Galway is going to be monitoring the works and the reaction of the river and the beach to the works, and we'll be keeping an eye on it for the foreseeable future. So good news story for a change.
And University of Galway are very much at the forefront of coastal erosion. We see today they have out calls for a master plan to try and manage coastal erosion right down the full west coast. I suppose this would be something that groups like yourselves would love to see come into play.
Absolutely. We've been working with the hero of dune management and restoration is a tremendous chap called Dr. Kevin Lynch, and he has run workshops for our community group and has been visiting us at least annually, if not biannually, for the last few years. And he's been working with lots of community groups and lots of harbour authorities and county councils, and has set up a national dune forum for exchange of information and development of ideas. Because, you know, with the climate changing, the problems are just going to, they're not going to go away, let's put it that way. And the more that we can work together, the authorities, the councils, the better we will be prepared to avoid mistakes that we've made in the past with hard defences, and work to deliver natural solutions that look better, better for visitors and better for wildlife and better for sustainable management of our coastline.